January 5, 1936. One who lives in the divine will forms the little life of the divine will and the creature. How she is loved with new and doubled love by God. My little and poor will feels the extreme need of the divine volition. Without it I feel I am on an empty stomach, without strength, without warmth and without life. Even more, I feel death at each instant, because if I am deprived of it, there is no one who can take its place in nourishing its life in me. Therefore I keep repeating, I am hungry, come, O divine will, to give me your life to satiate me of you. Otherwise I will die. But while I was raving for I wanted to feel in me the fullness of the divine will, my sweet Jesus, repeating his short little visit, all goodness, told me, my blessed daughter, your raving, your hunger, feeling the extreme need to feel in each instant the life of my will, are wounds to my heart, are tearings of love that, using violence on me, make me run, fly, to come to you and make the life of my will grow in you. You must know that as the creature wants to do my will in order to live and emit her acts in it, she calls her creator, who feels called by the power of his own volition and the creature, in the face of which he cannot resist, or even just slightly hesitate. On the contrary, since we never let ourselves be surpassed in love, as soon as we see that she is about to call us, we give her no time, but we ourselves call her, and she runs into our divine being as into her own center, she flings herself into our arms, and we clasp her so tightly as to transform her into ourselves. A perfect accord takes place between creator and creature, and our emphasis of love is so great, that we love her with new and doubled love. But this is not enough. We give her such communication of our Supreme Being, as to make ourselves loved by her with new and doubled love. And if you knew what it means to be loved by God with new and doubled love, and to be able to love him with new and doubled love. Only in our divine will there are these wonders and prodigies. God loves himself in the creature, everything is his, therefore it is no wonder that he puts in the field his love ever new. He doubles it, he multiplies it 100-fold as much as he wants, and he gives her the grace to love him with his own love. If it were not so, one would see great disparity between one who can love and one who cannot love, and the poor creature would remain as lowly, annihilated, without enthusiasm and union of love with her creator. And when two beings cannot love each other with equal love, the inequality already produces unhappiness. While our will is unity, and it freely gives its love to the creature in order to be loved, it gives its sanctity in order to make her holy, its wisdom in order to make itself known. There is nothing it possesses that it would not want to give to her. More so, since by her living in our fiat, as she has put her will aside in order to give life to ours in her acts, she has formed the little life of our volition within her, which claims and longs for its growth. And one more act in it is enough to make it grow, a sigh to be satiated, a total desire for my will to run in all of her being is enough to form sufficient food for her to feel completely satiated of what belongs to her Creator. It takes highest attention, and my will do everything that is needed in order to form its life in the creature. Fiat.